KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have partly cloudy skies. It's 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, a woman is accused of stealing narcotic pain pills while working for a Council Bluffs assisted living facility. 31-year-old Mandy Newsom has pleaded not guilty to theft and drug charges. Her trial is set to begin January 15th. Newsom is accused of stealing nearly 1,900 oxycodone and hydrocodone pills from January of 2017 to August of 2017. Authorities say Newsom ordered an unusual number of pills from a pharmacy and made false records of their receipt while working at Bethany Heights assisted living. Authorities also allege she stole pills from a patient's locked room. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say two people were killed and one person was injured during an eastern Iowa collision. The crash occurred around 8:30 p.m. Thursday on Iowa Highway 1, just south of Solon in Johnson County. The state patrol says a southbound vehicle crossed the center line and struck an oncoming vehicle. The injured person was flown to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics. The names of the three people involved have not yet been released. Hundreds of Iowa National Guard soldiers have been told they were overpaid after a year-long deployment in the Middle East and must make immediate plans to repay the money. About 366 soldiers of the 248th Aviation Support Battalion were informed of the issue shortly after returning from Kuwait and Iraq. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Wunn is a spokesman for the Iowa National Guard. He says the overpayments ranged from $2 to as much as $4,500, and he said soldiers have been given multiple options to repay the funds, and many have taken steps to do so. Soldiers can write a check to repay their debts and have the Army keep all their monthly checks until they're paid off, or have monthly and weekly payments deducted from their pay. Lieutenant Colonel Wunn said, "We understand this creates a hardship for those affected," and he noted that soldiers don't have to repay the full amount by the end of the year. Wunn says the problem seems to originate from an issue at the demobilization station at Fort Hood in Texas. He said some battalion members continued receiving active duty pay or entitlements after their active duty ended. Democrat U.S. Representative David Lobsack says it's unacceptable that a payroll error could cause soldiers financial hardship. The Army, he said, must work with each individual soldier to ensure that they do not face any financial harm or difficulty. Lobsack said, "I encourage any service member in Iowa who is affected by this failure at the Department of Defense to reach out to his office if you are in need of assistance." Well, around 70 people were sent to hospitals Thursday morning after a carbon monoxide leak at the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy in Johnston. Judy Bradshaw, the Academy's director, said a security officer called 911 at around 6 a.m. Thursday after noticing an odor of gas in the dormitory. Bradshaw says they then woke everyone up and got them outside.
By the time the fire department had arrived at the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy, everyone was out of the building. So our employee did exactly what she should have done, responded very, very quickly, and we believe everyone was out within 4 minutes.
Bradshaw does not believe anyone was seriously injured. There were 81 students in the dorm at the time. Officials initially reported 56 were taken to area hospitals.
We're erring on the side of safety for our students, and so we're encouraging them to get to the hospital and to be properly evaluated.
And those that were taken to the hospital, some of them went to the hyperbaric chambers to get cleaned out of the carbon monoxide. Officials say there was not a carbon monoxide alarm system in the dorm, and some students suffered headaches and nausea and were found to have elevated levels of carbon monoxide in their blood. The cause of the gas leak was under investigation.
We have mechanical engineers and technicians in the building now trying to locate the origin of the leak and the kind of leak.
There are currently 97 students from around the state attending the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy. They are due to graduate in December. The Academy's building in Johnston is over 50 years old. The Iowa legislature last year approved $12 million for construction of a new facility and the demolition of the current building.
So we are beginning the discussion of what our remodeled building will look like, quite frankly. So it's just, can't happen soon enough.
The mold was found in a building several years ago. Bradshaw said 11 students who were not in the building Thursday night were staying elsewhere because of a burst water pipe on Tuesday that flooded part of the dorms. For the first time this year, a monthly survey of bankers in parts of 10 plains in western states indicate the regional rural economy is shrinking. The overall index of the Rural Main Street Survey for November sank to 49.9, the first time it's dipped below 50 since January, and down from October's 54.3. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy in the months ahead, while a score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the farm sector continues to be weakened by tariffs and low commodity prices. Jeffrey Gerhardt, CEO of the Bank of Newman Grove in northeastern Nebraska, said the tariffs are affecting farmers' income and are bad policy from the White House. Well, banking giant Wells Fargo has informed employees that it will lay off 400 workers in the Des Moines area. Local bank spokesman Steve Carlson said that the company notified employees in the home lending department on Thursday. The layoffs go into effect early next year. The layoffs were announced Thursday and were among 1,000 positions cut company-wide. Wells Fargo employs more than 15,500 people in Iowa, including about 14,000 in the metropolitan Des Moines area. And the San Francisco-based bank announced in September it planned to reduce its national workforce by more than 26,000 jobs. The bank has faced several investigations in recent years over practices, including the opening of accounts without customers' consent, charging clients for unnecessary insurance policies, and imposing unfair fees tied to mortgage rates. Attorney General Tom Miller says the budget for the Iowa Department of Justice has reached a perilous point. Miller said there's not enough money to cover the costs of working with county attorneys on criminal cases, working to uphold criminal convictions that are appealed, and representing the state when it's sued in civil court.
Pretty vital functions of our office and of state government.
The situation, Miller says, has been caused by a series of budget cuts over a long period of time.
Earlier this year, we really had a crisis or a semi-crisis in representing the state in civil litigation. That whole number of sort of perfect storm came against us. I was extremely concerned, and we've worked through that at least temporarily. But, you know, we're just sort of teetering on being able to do what citizens of Iowa really want us to do
And Miller says to avert total disaster over the past 2 years, lawmakers gave him the authority to use payments from legal settlements paid to the state by companies accused of bilking Iowa consumers. Miller said that fund can't be tapped forever, and he's asking the governor and legislators for a $500,000 boost for the current state budgeting year and a $1 million increase in his agency's budget for the following fiscal year. This past spring, a key Republican lawmaker threatened to cut Miller's budget by 10% because Miller is joining lawsuits challenging Trump administration policies. Miller, a Democrat, was just reelected to a 10th term in office. Republicans did not nominate a candidate for attorney general in 2018. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.